Joining us now is Spokane Valley Senator Mike Padden. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
So last night, the State House of Representatives passing their version of the budget. You and your senator colleagues passed the Senate budget earlier. So what's been your reaction of House colleagues in terms of the budget and what happens next?
Well, both budgets are a big increase, 20% increase in the spending from the previous biennium. The House and Senate negotiators will get together, and since the Democrats control both the House and the Senate, they will be involved. We'll see if there's any involvement with the Republicans. We, of course, are able to express our opinions and vote when the final budget comes in. But there's not too much time. The legislature is scheduled to adjourn on April 23rd, so we got about 19 days to see what it is. They're both in the neighborhood of $70 billion state money. So an awful lot of money is being spent, and I certainly think some of it is being wasted. There is yet another study. I know this has been studied to death on the snake dams. This is a federal decision, and with the, in my view, very fortunate elevation of Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers to chair the Energy and Commerce Committee, and having introduced legislation recently to save the dams, this is a federal decision, and the dams are not going to be breached as long as Representative McMorris Rodgers is chairing that committee. So, you know, it's just a waste of money.
Senator Mike Padden is joining us, Spokane Valley Senator, here on 920 News Now. Governor Inslee recently signed your bill that you sponsored that increases penalties for jail guards who sexually assault people in their custody.
Yeah, I was happy the governor signed it. This is a bill that passed unanimously in the House and Senate, and based on a incident up in Clallam County in Forks, where there was just one guard on duty in a graveyard shift who assaulted women that were in his custody, a horrendous thing, and got a very light sentence. So this increases the penalty for significant sexual contact, sexual intercourse from a Class C to a Class B felony, and sexual misconduct from a gross misdemeanor to a Class C felony. Well, it was very moving, the testimony of the mom, and I told her, she made a difference here, and hopefully we will not see this sort of predatory behavior. I point out that 99.9% of law enforcement, including jail guards, do a great job, and I'm very supportive. But if somebody breaks the law like this, given the power differential, the penalties needed to be enhanced.
Spokane Valley Senator Mike Padden, and real quick, we are running short on time, but the Senate also passed a bill that provides a tax exemption for motorized wheelchairs.
Well, that's right, and we had testimony from Steve Gleason, the famous Gonzaga Prep New Orleans Saint football player. This will help some of these folks get wheelchairs and not have to be hospitalized. So it's a bill over in the House now, and we're hoping it can go the distance also.
All right, very good. Spokane Valley Senator Mike Padden, always great to talk with you. Thanks for being with us, and we will talk with you again soon.
You bet, Dave. Thank you so much.